In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today the Mass is being offered especially for the repose of the soul of our brother, Ernest, thank you, Ernest. I could just remember the E, Ernest Gonzalez, who died a week ago today. Today's a feast day, probably a saint that none of you have ever heard of. Real cool saint, though. Real fun one. You know who it is? What's his name? Raimundo? No, not Raimundo. Okay. Raimundo non natus. Ramon, yeah. Ramon. Raymond non natus or no nacido. Why is he called non nacido? Why is he called non natus? Because he wasn't born. Can you believe that, Cynthia? We have a saint who wasn't born? Who could that be? This saint is a saint who wasn't born in a sad situation. His mom died before she could give birth to him. So what happened? She was pregnant with him, and so they cut open her stomach after she had already died and pulled him out. She didn't die during childbirth. She died before she was even going into labor. And yet they rescued this child, Raymond, from there. That's why he's called Non Natus. Raymond, the guy who wasn't born. Wasn't born naturally. And so it is for the rest of his life. He was living his life not as anybody who has ever been really born of woman before. So different was his life that he didn't seem like anybody else. They said that he was grown old from a very young age. And even at the age of young Angel Gabriel, he was already acting like an older man. He didn't engage in all the little juegos that everybody else got involved in at his age. In fact, he was very intent on things that were well beyond his years, taking care of others, and especially of spending time in prayer. Because he was without mother, his mother died before he was born. He wasn't really born, right? So because of that, he had a deep, profound devotion to Maria Santissima. So often, he would go out to this little tiny chapel, I think it was dedicated to St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas, the one who punched out a particular heretic, the one who we get the Santa Claus from, so that's St. Nicholas. He was there at a chapel dedicated to him there in Spain, where he was, Catalunya. There he was. And he went to pray there day after day after day, particularly in front of the image of Our Lady. And she asked him, he asked him time and time again for Our Lady, I have no mother. Will you be my mother? Will you be a mother to me? And though I won't go into the details of that beautiful experience there, she said yes. She assured him through a vision that she would now take him under her mantle of protection and treat her as her own for all his life. St. Raymond, what did he do? He was, as many of the saints grew up, not just by themselves, but in a group of saints. A group of saints. Saints helping one another out. They weren't saints yet, but they were men and women who were helping, holding one another accountable. There was a particular Dominican by the name of Raymond Penniford in the same area. He helped along with another one who I forgot his name. Saint starts with an N, forgot it. But they formed the order called the Mercedarians. You probably haven't heard of them, even though they still exist to this day. They're called Mercedarians because they made themselves, they sold themselves into slavery, sort of like a mercenary would. They would sell whatever it was to ransom back Christians. Christians who were taken captive by the Muslims. By the Muslims. Why did they do this? They didn't do it just because they wanted to save Christians and do a good deed. That wasn't it. The reason was because they knew that when they were set a sail over there, when they were enslaved in this way by the Muslims, that not only would they be subjected to inhumane tortures and treatment, but really because what do Muslims do? They say, convert or die. Convert or die. And they didn't want these ones to lose their faith, to abandon Christ and then lose salvation. So that's what they do. They would find money, they would beg, they would get from their own wealth and be able to purchase these ones back, little by little, purchase them back from those who were enslaving them. In fact, some of them would even sell themselves into slavery in order that they might purchase them. Why did they do that? Because they said, we know, as Mercedarians, we've given ourselves totally to God. There's nothing in the world that's going to make us leave Jesus. These other ones may be weak in faith, but we'll remain strong. And so they would sell themselves. In fact, Nonatus himself, Raymond, sold himself into slavery. After selling everything that he inherited from his great estate to do so and rising up far in the order of the Mercedarians, he then sold himself into slavery. A curious thing about him, remember, he's not like anybody who was born. He liked slavery. Isn't that weird, Ana Carolina? He loved being enslaved. Why? Was it because he loved being hit or beat up or dehumanized? No. The reason why he loved slavery was because he realized that right here in this moment, he was doing the will of God. Saints know that wherever they're doing the will of God is a place of joy. And so what he would do there is he would take these moments being behind enemy lines, so to speak, and he would proclaim the gospel. To those who were enslaved around him, he would give them encouragement. To those who were his captors who would beat him and dehumanize him, he would tell them about the love of this God who doesn't look on you as a slave like the Muslims do, but wants to raise you up to the status of being his very sons and daughters. Some of them were converting. And so what did they do to Nonatus? What did they do to Raymond? His captors, not only did they beat him, cane his feet with great beatings, but what did they do? They took a padlock, placing it over his mouth, way worse than the mask that you all have to wear right now, put it into his flesh so that he could not speak. Only the Sultan or the great Lord himself had the key, which he opened only so that he might be fed and not die. Why did they not kill him outright? Because he was of noble birth. They wanted to extract good payment from him when they finally paid to set him free. So he used every moment when that trap was not shut to proclaim God's love to others. Here's the movement for us. One, who's the best mother? You got a good mother. You got a good mother. We all have some pretty good mothers in our lives. Mother Mary's better. Ask her to be your mother, to protect you and carry you through whatever difficulties it is that you're going on in life. The second thing, focus on those things which are most important. It's good to have games. It's good to enjoy things. It is. But what's even more important is make preparation for the life which is to come. Not even young Gabriel Angel is too young to give himself totally to Jesus. He's asking you for that. He really is. What else? And finally this, what do we open our mouth for and what do we shut our mouth for? St. Raymond used the most adverse circumstances when you and I would be afraid to do anything because we don't want to suffer. It's me included. What he did in that moment, seeing a singular opportunity, used his voice not just to be wasted away in fear, holding his mouth shut, but realizing that the death which is most important to avoid is not what can be inflicted upon us bodily or through a virus or anything else that's going on, but rather that second death, which the second death is nothing other than not loving our Lord Jesus with everything it is that you have. And he wanted to make sure that there wasn't a single soul in the entire universe, not even his Muslim torturers, would go to that death. How do you and I hold back from telling the truth? More on that in Spanish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.